Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy Friday, everybody. It's DJ Gatsby. You're listening to the WBMG Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby. Tonight, our guest is Arthur K. Rose. She's the author of the best-selling book, Revenge Plot. She's going to be joining us in a few minutes to discuss her latest book, her publishing company, and what we can look from her in the future. In the meantime, check out this remix by your boy, the real DJ Gatsby. Wait a minute, where my music at, man? What's going on here? What's happening? Oh, wait a minute. Let's see what we can do about that. Wow, okay, I can see it's going to be one of those type of days. Okay, not a problem. You know, we deal with adversity and setbacks all the time. But what I am going to do while we're waiting is bring on our guest, Arthur K. Rose. She'll be logging on in right now. K. Rose, are you there? Not yet. Oh, wow, my computer's freezing up. Let me see what we're going to do about this. In the meantime, let me tell you about Arthur K. Rose and her latest book, Revenge Plot. I'm going to read the synopsis. It says, revenge is a dangerous game, and everyone wants a part of it. Club owner Terrence G and expiring doctor Christian White have an unbreakable love, and life is good. Also, Christian's thought. Her high on cloud nine suddenly comes to a complete halt when Terrence, the love of her life, does the unthinkable. Now, hell has no fury like a woman scorned, and revenge is always sweet. So, will Christina forgive and forget, or has Terrence opened a whirlwind of lies and distrust, leading Christina into a revenge plot? We seem to have some technical difficulties right now. I see Arthur K. Rose is trying to log on, but for some reason, it looks like my computer is freezing. So give me a second. I'll be right with you guys in one moment. Again, we're having some type of technical difficulties. I see my system seems to be frozen for whatever reason. Hold on one second again. Sorry for the delay. We want to get K. Rose on the line. As I said before, it's DJ Gatsby. Happy Friday, everybody. You're listening to the number one rated WBMG radio show hosted by your boy DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Gatsby the Promoter, a.k.a. the Book King, a.k.a. the Voice of Urban Lit. We in the building. One of the hottest radio shows in the country. We're broadcasting out of New York tonight. As I said before, our guest is Arthur K. Rose. Now, K. Rose is the author of Revenge Plot, an urban fiction thriller. It's her debut novel and has received 5-star Amazon book reviews from her readers and was featured on the Amazon bestseller list when it was released. She was born in Miami, Florida, but raised in Georgia, and K. Rose currently resides in Atlanta. She's a graduate of the University of West Georgia, and aside from her life as an author, she takes pride in her position as a paralegal and an office manager. She enjoys traveling, spending time with her loved ones, and writing thrilling, pearl-clenching novels. You can connect with K. Rose on Facebook at Kenesha Rose and Instagram at K_Rose_16. We're going to wait a few minutes to see if K. Rose tries to call back in. There was a problem getting through. The lines were not opening up, and I was unable to get her on the show. So So hopefully she's attempting to call back in. I'm going to get you back on the line. There seems to be some problem with the system. I can't log in. Well, I'm actually logged in, but I can't get Arthur K. Rose on the line. We seem to be having some type of technical difficulty. I have no idea what it is. Let's see what we can do here. Wow, this is crazy. I've been doing this for about 5 years. I've never had this problem. And this is the worst possible time to do it. Again, we'll be right back in 1 second. I'm getting you in on that line for the call. So I got you in on my line, and hopefully I'll be able to do it, all right?
Okay.
Let's do the show and hope it comes off. All right, hold on a second. There we go.
All right.
All right, once again, everybody, sorry for the technical difficulties. I had problems here in the studio with my lines. I wasn't able to get Kay Rose on when she was calling in on her phone. Now I got in on a three-way on the call, and hopefully the call is being broadcast and heard, you know, as it should have been from the beginning. So first of all, Kay Rose, what do I call you? Kay Rose, what do I call you, sweetheart? Kenesha?
Kenesha is my real name, but I go by Arthur name, Kay Rose.
Okay, so I'm going to call you Kay Rose. All right, so first of all, let me apologize for the problems with you getting in. I appreciate your patience and how I see you kept calling and calling and trying to get on the line. Thank you so much for being patient and dealing with the process. So let me apologize, you know, from the bottom of my heart for that technical difficulties getting in. Earlier on the call, when you weren't there, I was telling people a little bit about your latest book. I read the synopsis, and I wanted to get you on the line. But I'm going to do that again. As I said before, it's the WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gas. We got author Kay Rose in the building. She's our special guest tonight. We're talking about her latest book, Revenge Plot. We read the synopsis earlier. I'm going to read it again. Revenge is a dangerous game, and everyone wants to be a part of it. Club owner Terrence G and inspiring doctor Christian White have an unbreakable love, and life is good. Also, Christina Thorpe. Her high on cloud nine suddenly comes to a complete halt when Terrence, the love of her life, does the unthinkable. And hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, and revenge is always sweet. So will Christina forgive and forget, or has Terrence opened a whirlwind of lies and distrust, leading Christina into a revenge plot? That's a synopsis from the book, Revenge Plot, by Kay Rose. She's here on the line with us, WBMG Radio, to talk about that book. And once again, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, so everybody out there, listen, thanks for hanging on. Thanks for sticking with us while we were going through that. First of all, welcome to the show. Congratulations on your new book, Revenge Plot. And
thank you.
Okay, and listen, tell my listeners, you know, a little bit about who you are and where you're from. We'll talk about the book in a minute. But just let us know who you are and where you're from.
Okay, I am Kenesha. I am originally from Miami. I was born in Miami, but I was raised in Georgia. So I'm currently living in Atlanta. Outside of writing books, I am a paralegal as well as an office manager. So I wear many hats. I am 24 years old. I like to travel. I love traveling. I've been out of the country 3 times already. Planning to go more this year. And that's just a little bit outside of the thrill of writing books.
All right. Well, once again, congratulations on Revenge Plot. I got my copy in the mail, by the way. Thank you for sending it out. I really appreciate that. It's very important when I deal with an author or work with an author, particularly as I'm working with you, helping you promote your book, that I get a chance to read the book, learn a little bit about you, and actually write reviews to share on Amazon, Goodreads, and some other social media platforms to let people know what a fantastic book you have. Now, when did you actually start writing? You said this is your first book, but when did you actually start writing, and where's your passion for writing come from?
Okay, the start of writing this book, it was actually 5 years ago. I know, so it was a long time ago. I started reading urban fiction when I was in approximately like the eighth grade. And the very first book I read was called The Flower's Bed from Antoine Thomas. And that's when I fell in love with urban fiction. So fast forward 5 years, well, a couple years later, I was home from college, and I was like, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Like, I need something, an extracurricular activity, a talent. I started praying and seeking, like, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? And it just fell in my spirit, was like, you read so much urban fiction, why not write your own?
Wow.
And that's when I started writing my own book.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that, man. I always ask people how they got started, because it's interesting stories as to how people got started and got in the book business, and that's a very interesting story for you. Now, so you start writing. How and when did you get signed to Diamante Publications and start the process of publishing Revenge Plot?
Well, that was since I did start 5 years ago, and I kind of stopped because, of course, life. And then I picked it back up because, once again, life just pushed me and gave me the urge to just get it done. So I set myself a deadline, and I was just like, I got to finish this book, and I want to get it published. I was serious about it at that point. And then I went to Atlanta's Kickback that they have every year,
sure.
And I was on the search for a publisher. I was like, I'm going to find a publisher here. I am claiming it, and I met with the publisher, Ebony, and I met with her, and we really bonded and really connected, and I was like, yes. And that's how I ended up signing with them and publishing my first book.
Now, when you said the publisher, Ebony, who, Ebony Oliver? Who Ebony is that?
Yes, the Ebony Oliver.
Oh, wow, I know.
Maiden name, Abby. Yes, Ebony. Made
her name Abby. Yeah, I know. She's an author. I've worked with her before. I believe she's been on the show. I believe she's been on the show, and she's a great friend of ours. I think I've worked, read, and actually reviewed one of her books. So are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, so, hey, man, a big shout-out to Ebony Oliver and
the team.
Yeah, big shout out to her and Diamante Publications. They're definitely a friend of DJ Gatsby's, DJ Gatsby's book club, our Who's Who in African American Literature family. And, you know, I didn't really know that she was the publisher of this book, but congratulations. I'm glad you met her. Now, you go to Atlanta Kickback, you meet a publisher, and the book, the manuscript that you submit is Revenge Plot. So how has your life changed since the book became published? Because a lot of things happen to people. They have all kinds of stories, but how has your life changed? Is it a dream come true? Is it, how has your life changed since the book came out?
It is a dream come true because it's a goal that I set for myself, and I'm just thankful and grateful that I was able to actually accomplish it. Because honestly, when I first started, it started as something that I just wanted to see if I can do. I like pushing the limits with myself.
Sure.
So I wanted to see if it was something that I can actually do. Now that is that I know that it's something that I can actually do, I enjoy writing. It's thrilling. It's amazing to hear people's feedback that actually read my book. The support that I've been getting has just made me feel like I'm good at this craft. Like, I found my craft. I found what I was looking for.
Well, congratulations with that again, man. You know, some people, it's not easy writing books. It's a huge challenge, and a lot of times people, you know, have the talent, but just don't have the determination that it takes to finish the book and go about the business of finding a publisher or self-publishing their book. So once again, DJ Gas is the WBMG Radio Show, and I'm your host. The author is Kay Rose. She's here talking about her book, Revenge Plot. Again, thanks to everybody who's been listening in. We had some technical difficulties early on in the show, but we finally got them straightened out and got Kay Rose on the line. All right, so I read the synopsis for Revenge Plot. You tell us in your own words, other than the synopsis, what this book is really about and what readers can look forward to once they read it.
This book is really about, like, a lot of life-changing things that happen in the real world. It happens in people's everyday life. And the ending is more so, like, it's unexpected, and you're not – you take a message away from it, a bigger message than the title.
Is this an urban romance novel? This is an urban fiction novel? What category is it listed?
It's urban fiction.
Oh, because it's urban fiction.
Yes, it is urban fiction.
Yeah, but it is romance as well, because it seems that you have a couple here, Terrence G. and Christina, who, you know, I started reading the book a little bit. They seem like a happy couple. What, you know, what motivates you to write a story like this? You know, I always hear women, I always read books written by women, and they're always, you know, an issue in a relationship, and something's going wrong, something's going bad, and they always address it very seriously, sometimes violently. You know, they get even with these men, they get back at them, they make them feel sorry for whatever it is that they did. And a lot of urban fiction and urban romance novels go like that. So what made you, you know, what was your motivation for the story behind Revenge Plot? Is it a true story? Is it based on your relationship? You know, what is it?
It has its truth. It start off with its truth.
Yeah.
Then it kind of takes another turn to where I just get very creative, and it's just very imaginative. And I just go, and I go with the flow, and I kind of say, God, give me the creation to just make this a great book. And that's how it ended up. Now, it did start off with more of a relatable thing that I was going through at that time, a situationship I had. So it did stem from that motivation with their relationship.
Sure.
But like I said, as the story went on and as I continued to write and as I continued to live, because like I said, it did take me a minute because I wasn't writing every day, but as I continued to live and grow and see things, my surroundings and other people's lives, it kind of took that turn.
Yeah, well, that's where the creativity comes in. A lot of times, and like I said, I've read over 400, 500 books since I started with DJ Gas' book club, and a lot of authors say, yeah, a lot of the stories are based loosely on situations or circumstances or even relationships that they've been a part of or they've heard of or people have talked about, and the creative juices start flowing, and that's where the stories become interesting. I love the cover. You know, the guy looks real smooth, slick, cigar smoking with the fedora hat on, and, you know, and the chick is behind him, and I see bullets come across the cover. So I don't want to give anything away. I don't know what happens to this guy, because I did get a chance to read the book. But I will ask you this. Is there a part two coming for Revenge Plot? And if so, when can we look forward to it?
It possibly could be. I'm not going to say a yes, give a yes or no. I've been getting this question a lot. I'm not going to say yes or no right now, but it more than likely, it will be.
But just stay tuned. That's my system. It's slow, slow, slow. Wow, sorry about that. My computer's frozen. Now it's thawing out. And music is playing. Oh, my God. Because you know what? Promise me that you'll come back on the show.
Okay.
Okay. There's got to be some kind of ghost in the machine over here. My computer has a life of its own. My original computer that I used for all of my shows, as well as, you know, I'm a DJ, crashed on me. And I borrowed a computer from a friend, and I've been using it. So this is the first show I did, so please forgive me for the problems that I'm having with the sound. We're going to get you back on the show, because you deserve a better show than I'm putting on tonight, so I'm really apologizing for you. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm sorry for these technical difficulties. Music is coming on, can't turn it off. This is crazy. But the question I was asked, asking you, and I don't know if the listeners got that, is part two. Is there a part two? And if there is, when can we look forward to it again?
Well, like I said, I was saying was I can't really say yes or no right now. But more than likely, because I have been getting a lot of questions regarding a part two for this book, so more than likely there will be a part two. But I am working on other materials, so please just stay in touch, keep in contact, and stay tuned. I'm definitely working.
You're working on another project. Is there a name for that project? Is it you're planning on the release for it? Is it another book?
Yes, it is another book.
Okay. Give us a sneak preview of the title or you know, the plot or something so we can look forward to this. So this is likely to be the next book that you release that you're working on.
Right.
Okay. What's the title of that book?
I've only narrowed it down, so I haven't selected the perfect title for it yet.
Okay.
I probably work backwards a little bit because I like to write the entire book before I get the perfect title.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm here to get to scoop. I'm here to find out what's happening. You know, I'm the interviewer. I'm letting people know what's going on behind the scenes. If anything we need to know, I'm going to ask the questions and my listeners and followers are going to find out. So, you know, I'm trying to make it do what it do. But again, everybody, the WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. And we got best-selling author Kay Rose on the line. She's been very patient with us tonight. We're having tons and tons of problems with the show. Listen, now, you had mentioned the Atlanta kickback that you had been there before, previous years. Have you done any book signings so far this year?
I actually have one planned on next Friday, June the 8th. For the AAMC Awards. So it's an urban book bash, and I will be there on Friday.
Okay, where is that? And again, what city is that, and how can people attend?
That is in.
You still there?
Yes, could you hear me?
No, the call almost dropped. I was asking you when.
I'm sorry?
I was asking you, where is this event going to take place and how can people attend and get autographed copies of your book?
Oh, yes. This is going to be in Polly's Creek Bar, which is in Atlanta, Georgia. The address is 935 Marietta Street Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 3031. And that will be on June the 8th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, is there a flyer? Is there any promotional material on your Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram page that people can go to and get more information?
Yes, there is. There is. Follow me on Facebook at Kenisha. That's K-E-N-I-S-H-A, Rose, R-O-S-E. Or on Instagram at K underscore Rose underscore 16.
All right. And that's the A-A-A. Is it Tamika Newhouse sponsored event?
Not sure who sponsored it.
Yeah. What was it? The AA? What was the name of it?
The AAMBC MBC Award.
I'm sorry. Give me that again. I missed it.
AAMBC Awards. I'm sorry. Something keeps coming up on the.
Yeah, that is an event that's sponsored by Delphine Publications and Tamika Newhouse. She's also a good friend of mine. I worked with her promoting, advertising, marketing some of her books. She does a great job doing all of these events. She has a literary woman. She has AAMC Book Club. What you just mentioned was the literary awards that she does every year. And I got the information right here. She's a Black Writers Weekend event. It's going to be on June 8th at Pauly's Creep Bar, 935 Marietta Street, Northwest Atlanta, from 7 to 10. So definitely follow the AAMBC Literary Awards page and go and attend this event and get a chance to see author Kay Rose. She'd be in the building and, representing Diamante Publications. All right, I'm sorry that we're almost out of time. Kenny, you promised me that you'd come back and do another show with me because, we had so many problems on this. I appreciate your professionalism and patience in with me in getting through the show. I promise when you come back on and be a guest on the show again real soon.
I definitely will.
All right, so shout-outs or anything you want to say to your fans, friends, listeners, and readers out there who are supporting you?
Yes, I would like to thank all of those that have read my book, have purchased it and read it and reviewed it. I thank everyone. I thank my family and my friends for continuing to push me and support me along this journey. I thank my publication team because they have been a great help promoting and just keeping me on track and just staying on me. So I really thank all of you guys. And, of course, I thank God for giving me this talent and this craft and, the strength to keep going and the determination and the willpower to continue to write.
Well, I just want to say thank you again for coming on the show. You're a fantastic talent. I love the way you conducted yourself during the interview under some very, very stressful circumstances as far as the production goes. Revenge Pop is a fantastic book. I didn't get a chance to read it, but once I do, I will definitely give you a book review from DJ Gass's Book Club and The Book King, posted on Amazon as well as Goodreads. Kay Rose's book is being promoted by The Book Promoter, WBMG Radio, and WB Media Group, and yours truly, DJ Gatsby, the voice of Urban Lit. Kay Rose, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate the copy of the book and you taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. Don't forget, you can follow Kay Rose on Facebook as Kay Rose and as Kenisha Rose on Instagram and at K underscore Rose underscore 16. Wow. Again, thank you
so much for having me.
No, it's a pleasure, man. Big round of applause for you coming on. You're a trooper.
Thank you.
You're definitely a trooper. And for everybody who's out there, follow DJ Gass's Book Club, WB Media Group, as well as Who's Sold African American Literature. We're going to be reviewing her book for Amazon and Goodreads. We're going to be featuring her in DJ Gass's Book Club. She's already a book of the month for May 2018, and overwhelming response from all the members who were happy to know that your book was out and available and agreed to have it our book of the month. So all my DJ Gass's Book Club members, make sure you go out, buy, read, and review Revenge Plot. It's our May 2018 book of the month. Also, look for our YouTube video review for the Bucks going to be on DJ Gatsby's YouTube channel. That's www.youtube.com/DJ Gatsby. We can't say enough about the book. We can't say enough about Kay Rose and what she's doing out here. So listen, I'm gonna let you go. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. And, you know, we'll see you soon. You still there?
Yes. I'm sorry. Have a great weekend.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. And don't forget, everybody, follow DJ Gatsby's Book Club, WBMG Radio Show, every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also want to give a shout-out to a couple of authors because we're going to our Who's Who African American Lit Summer, and we're going to be featuring authors doing the radio show as well as on our social media platforms. Big shout-out to Denise Bryson and her book, In the Footsteps of a Killer. Make sure you check out The Nigger Chronicles by William Washington. Also, Dysfunction by Tamika Oliver Hicks. High School Rich by Wendy Perkins. Out of Work by my good friend Christopher Henry. And Give Him an Audience, Missteps, Good Steps in Learning to Live. And The Reintroduction of a Blues Legend by my good friend Laverne Lemons. Once again, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown Sexy, but listening to the WBMG Radio Show with Arthur K. Rose. And again, don't forget to go out and get that book, Revenge Part Peace. God bless, and I'll see you guys all next Friday right here.